On his actual butt.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Uncorked Gamers, episode number 36. I am your host, Jeff.
And I'm your host, Dan.
Co-host.
Cool. Okay.
I'll be hosting the show tonight. First on the agenda is E3.
Let's get into it.
I'm already doing a bad job. Okay, well, I want to talk about the confirmed games at E3, because E3 is just around the corner. So, one of the games that is confirmed is, okay, let me just read the list. Okay, these are confirmed games at E3. Assassin's Creed Syndicate, Batman Arkham Knight, Battleborn, Battlefield Gothic Armada, Blood Bowl 2, Brave Tank Hero, Crossing Souls, Black Ops 3, Deus Ex Mankind Divided, Destiny, talking about that new DLC, I bet.
Probably, yeah.
Devil May Cry 4 Special Edition, Disney Infinity 3.0 Edition, The Division, Divinity, Original Sin, Enhanced Edition, all these editions everywhere. Doom, which Doom. I'm excited about.
Doom 1 Enhanced Edition?
I'm really excited about Doom. I want to hear about Doom. I want to know what's up. Fable Legends, Fallout 4, Farming Simulator. Have you heard about this?
No.
Yeah. Farming Simulator. Yeah. They're making simulators for everything now.
For like, is it going to be on
consoles?
There's going
to be a simulator, dude.
Yeah. Well, there kind of has almost already been one.
Forza 6, the Gears of War, new Gears of War title. A new Gears of War title.
Yep.
Gotcha Racing. Guitar Hero Live. Yeah.
Rock Band 4, I assume.
Halo 5. Harvest Moon. Ooh. Seeds of Memories.
Nice. Does it say consoles? Or?
PC, Wii U, and mobile.
Right. That's the first one that's going to be doing that. I heard about that.
First one's going to be doing what?
Crossing over to PC, Wii U, and mobile.
Usually
it's like either like a console or a handheld. But it usually doesn't do like a multi-platform release like that.
Nintendo doesn't own that game, does he?
No, it's made by Natsume.
Because it was always on Nintendo games, right? It's never been on a different console.
It's
the Harvest Moon.
Technically, they made one kind of on PSP. It was called Innocent Life. It was like a futuristic Harvest Moon, but they gave it a different name.
Okay. So it wasn't a Harvest Moon game.
Yeah, it didn't have the Harvest Moon name on it. Okay. I feel like there might have been another one on consoles. Maybe that was cross-platform, I can't remember. I think maybe the PlayStation 1. I think the PlayStation 1 had one. I feel like that was true.
I'm just going to say you're wrong. Hollow Point is a Lego Dimensions. Mad Max. Mario Maker. It's going to be... I'm kind of excited about Mario Maker.
I'm not.
Shut up. I want to see what kind of ingenuity these guys came up with. The Metal Gear Solid 5, Phantom Pain. Mega Man Legacy Collection, which is going to be the first 6 games in the series. It's going to be on PS4, Xbox One, PC, and 3DS. 3DS is going to come later, though. I think that's during the winter. And the other console version, the PC and the PS1. The PS4 and the Xbox One are going to be this summer. Sometime this summer. Mordheim? Is that how you pronounce that? Mordheim, City of the Damned, whatever.
I've never heard of it.
Naruto Shippuden, Ultimate Ninja Storm 4.
Oh, real quick. Harvest Moon games have come out on PlayStation, PlayStation 2, and PSP.
Interesting. I don't remember that.
So people know that I'm not wrong.
I didn't say you were wrong. But Ninja Strike, Overkill's the Walking Dead, Persona 4 Dancing All Night, Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare 2. Resident Evil 0 HD.
Right.
I'm surprised they made a remake of that one.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Because that one...
A lot of people were
Did that one come out on any other console besides the GameCube? I don't think they made a remake, right? This would be the first remake?
I think they made one on the PS3.
Did they?
I have to look that up.
I just don't remember seeing that title.
I'll look that up.
Rise of the Tomb Raider, Rock Band 4, Star Fox, Wii U... Star Fox, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. E3, baby. Can't wait to see that Nintendo.
Are you gonna take the day off?
I don't need to take a day off. I'll just watch the reruns, dude. Whatever.
You didn't watch reruns, dude? I was gonna hope you take a day off. You do like a little streaming party.
It's money, though.
There's, I know. I know.
It's like a full day.
I've been freaking out about it, too.
It's a full day, dude, of money.
I know. You're right. I shouldn't.
Senran Kagura 2, Deep Crimson, Sniper Ghost Warrior 3, Sniper Ghost Warrior 3, Space Hulk Deathwing, Star Wars Battlefront, Skylanders Superchargers, Street Fighter 5, Street Fighter 5. Oh, man, I can't wait to see more gameplay of that. Like, some actual gameplay. Like,
yeah.
No, not just, like, this whole thing they got going on that kind of passes as gameplay.
It has not come out before on a non-Nintendo console.
What game are we talking about?
Resident Evil Zero.
Okay. Yeah, so, I don't know. I'm just surprised that they're making a remake of that one, specifically.
People liked it, dude. It was pretty big when it came out.
I understood that it wasn't that popular.
I did not hear a bad review from that game.
That was that the first two-player Resident Evil game?
No, Resident Evil 5, two-player.
Resident Evil 0 came out before Resident Evil 5.
You sure about that?
Yeah, it came out right after Resident Evil 4 on the Wii. On the Wii. The GameCube.
I feel like you're wrong about that, but...
No, because they didn't start making any Resident
Evil. Is it 0 two-player? I've never seen anybody do two-player. It's a two-player. Okay.
No. Is it? No, it's not two-player.
Yeah.
It's not two-player. It's just you just control two characters.
Feels good.
But I don't think you can actually do... Shut up! I'm so confused right now. So confused.
The host with the most...
The Technomancer, Walking Dead, Rainbow Six Siege.
Oh, yeah, that's big.
Uncharted 4, Thief's End. Ooh,
the last one.
Yeah, no. Because it's going by alphabetical.
I mean the last Uncharted game.
Oh. Vampire.
Vampire the Masquerade?
No, it's just Vampire. P-Y-R.
Yeah, they had games called under that. Vampire Bloodlines.
Well, it doesn't have anything under that, so it's just a trial. WWE 2K16. Whatever.
Okay. I mean, you know, people like them.
I know, but I never got into them. Yeah, well, I did it actually on the NES. I got into a wrestling game on the NES.
Really?
But that was the only one, yeah.
Well, they weren't even like, they practically weren't even wrestling games back then. They were just like.
No, it's just the words. We had suplexes and stuff on the NES, dude.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not much different than doing Double Dragon, though.
No, it is. You're dumb. You don't know. You don't know, dude. And then XCOM 2. So these are all.
Ooh! XCOM 2.
Jeez. So these are all confirmed at E3. There'll probably be more in the lineup. You know, E3 always drops surprises, so.
Yeah, drop some bombs.
Yeah, so, I mean, make sure you guys watch E3 because it's going to be awesome and great and fantastic.
Oh, it's going to be a great year. The rumors of the PS4 price drop and the PS Vita price drop.
Some analysts were saying that there's not going to, there probably won't be a price drop on either console.
Doesn't make any sense. I mean, they've already, somebody.
He's an analyst, dude. He has a degree.
Like, Sony Europe. Somebody that works in Europe has already said that the Vita is basically a legacy console. That they're done with it.
Does that guy have a degree?
No, but he works in the company.
I know analytical services.
He works in the company, and he's high enough up in the company that if he says something, people have to do damage control.
Well, it'd be nice.
Yeah, you gotta get
more people can afford it now. It hasn't been that long, dude. It's only been like a year and a half.
The Vita?
You're talking about the Vita specifically?
Yeah, I'm talking about the Vita specifically.
I thought you were talking about the PS4s.
I think the PS4 happened just because of the Xbox One price drop. And it's like making...
I don't think the PS4 even needs it, dude. Not even because of that.
It's Sony's console... I mean, the Xbox One has been winning the last month or two. And they've been winning more and more months since they've done that price drop. That special promotion, that endless...
That it did end at one point, but then came back.
It ended for like,
it didn't end,
it
yeah,
ended for like for a week, time. Maybe.
Yeah, it wasn't too long.
It ended for like a week. They lost the month. And it was like the first month out of like 3 months that since they started that promotion that they lost.
Yeah.
And then they came back.
It's like, wait, we did good when we were selling this at a discounted price. Let's go back to that.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you're going to sell more if you drop the price.
Right.
And you're Microsoft, you can afford it.
I mean, Sony.
Sony can afford it, too.
Sony PlayStation
can afford it. Boku money, dude.
PlayStation.
Well, yeah, which is what we're talking about.
But Sony as a company.
Sony as a company.
Probably can't really afford that.
Okay, well, PlayStation is part of Sony as a company.
Right.
And the profit is shared.
Yeah. So, but I mean, like, the rest of Sony drags down the profit of the PlayStation so much.
Their electronics is still profitable.
PlayStation is pretty much the big profit of the Sony brand.
No, but their brand name TVs and their
yeah, they're not doing so hot.
Are you sure?
A lot of people for like a couple of years have been saying like the best thing PlayStation can do is just drop Sony.
That's funny. I like that. Well, I got me a Sony TV.
Yeah, you love it.
And I do love it. It's a really great TV.
You got yourself a Sony surround sound?
Yes.
Really?
Panasonic.
Oh.
It was the cheapest at the time.
You betrayed
the franchise. Was the cheapest at the time. And it's actually a good, when it comes to surround sound systems, I feel like Panasonic is the way to go.
Really?
I've always felt that way.
You like that Bose?
Bose is expensive though, dude.
Yeah, it is.
It's super expensive. It's not just expensive. Yeah, they got these like tiny little speakers, dude. Tiny little speakers, bam, dude, the sound. Dude, it's like a 13-inch speaker, dude, in a 1-inch speaker.
It's only 2K for a 1-inch speaker.
It's super, dude. Have you even tested? Have you gone to the to like Best Buy or Circuit City at the time, whatever? Like, have you gone into the rooms and tried out the sound system?
Dude, I can't afford it, so I don't even like to tease myself.
I don't care. Have you done it?
No, I haven't done it. Maybe we'll do it after the podcast.
It's actually pretty great. They sound fantastic, dude.
And my brother had a surround sound system one time.
But those rooms are like they're made specifically
They're super small. Yeah. Like everything's like right next to you, so it's gonna sound great. But my brother had a surround sound set up back when he used to live in LA, and we went down to visit, and we were watching The Hills Have Eyes, mm-hmm. the remake one.
And the new one.
Yeah, the new one. I enjoyed it.
It's all right. I don't know.
But,
I don't care too much for it.
You're cutting into my story, man. But I kept like swatting my head because I kept like this fly kept like buzzing around my ear. I was like, get out of here. Get out of here. Like, and then I realized there's no fly in this room. I'm hearing the speaker that's next to me on the surround sound system. And I thought it was a fly because I couldn't hear it anywhere else.
Wait, was the speaker not working properly?
No, it was.
Okay, so...
Because, you know, hills, it's in the desert and stuff like that, so there's a fly buzzing around in the...
Okay. I wasn't sure if the speaker was broken and that's what you were hearing.
I was hearing the fly in the movie.
That's awesome.
And it was so pinpoint to where I was sitting.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, that I thought that fly was
buzzing
around.
That's real surround sound right there.
Mm-hmm. It was good. little satellite towers.
So you bought it, right?
No. Oh. I wish I knew what he did with his, because he doesn't have it anymore. Because if he still had it, I probably would have bought it. I think it was like 5.1. You know what I mean? Gotta go for that 7.1 now, right?
Nah, I think 7.1 is overrated. You don't really need it. You don't really need 7.1.
Yeah, it's not with a room that small.
Like, it's still... I don't know. I feel like it's not really that much difference.
Actually, I have a 5.1 on my PC.
Yeah, everybody does.
And I realized that I don't have anywhere to hang the satellites, so they're all just right in front of the computer screen.
What do you mean? You have tons of places.
I don't have anything to like set them up to, and I don't want the cords just running. Yeah.
My cords are running all through the walls. So I don't care.
Yeah, but you have it nicely done. You got it professionally installed. You pay that extra money.
No, I did it my damn self. That's why they look ugly. You see these wires running all across the walls, dude. I wish I would have gotten some wireless speakers, but they are pretty pricey. It all gets really pricey when you go wireless.
And how good is the wireless speakers? Like, are we at that point where we can trust a wireless speaker? Bose?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They make some pretty good wireless speakers.
Okay. Well, now I know what I need to save up money for. Not a new car.
Dude, it's like a $2,000 system, dude, for the wireless.
That's it? $2,000?
Yeah.
That's a lot, but it's not like
It's a lot. Well, you want top of the line, dude, you can go higher than that.
Bose isn't top of the line. Polk Audio is
no, I mean, top of the line, Bose. That's like...
That's introductory?
Yeah, and it's still great.
Polk's not better than bows?
Polk is usually... When I see Polk, I think car stereos.
See, because I feel like whenever I go to, like, a rich person's house, I see Polk.
Really?
Yeah.
I've only seen that in people's cars. Mm. Speakers and all. I've never actually seen some in somebody's house. I've never seen it in somebody's house. Only cars. So, I don't know.
Because they're, like, more expensive than Bose, I think. I've seen some of this. They seem like they're more expensive than Bose, but, you know, it doesn't mean much, really.
You know what? I didn't buy a really expensive surround sound system, but I'm happy with it.
$200, $300?
No, I ended up paying like $800 for everything, the speakers.
Damn! That's not a super expensive one?
No, it's not. For the speakers and everything, like, I ended up paying like $800.
Oh, man, that's an entire paycheck right there.
Yeah, whatever. I got money, bro. I don't care.
Man.
It's called credit.
Can't do that though. Dude.
It's called credit, Dan.
Can't pay off my credit. I don't get no big tax breaks.
Yeah, like I owe a lot of money because I buy stuff like that.
Speaking of buying things, you buy anything recently?
I was coerced, forced, roofied into buying a game today. A game that I won't see for at least 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you did see it.
I saw like minimal gameplay of it.
Yeah.
Minimal.
Ego's playing.
Minimal gameplay.
Developers made a little mock-up of what the game would be like. And so they can ask Igarashi questions of how he wants the game to develop. And they recorded it and put it out there so we can see what the game looks like. And oh my god, it looks beautiful.
So I dropped $100 on it.
Yeah, $100.
Which means I'm going to get my name in the credits.
We got to figure out what clan we want to go in on, man.
Clan?
Yeah, you pick a clan, so that way you know.
There's a clan.
You know when your name comes up because it'll be like this clan, and you'll be like, oh, I'm in this clan, so my name's gonna be here.
I didn't know they were doing that. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll think about a good name. How about that?
No, we don't get to make a clan.
What are you talking about?
We get to pick a clan that we want to be a part of.
Oh, well, that's a little more lame.
It's a little more lame, yeah. Because otherwise, it'd be the Uncore Gamers clan, of course.
Would it be?
Yeah, it would be.
Or would it be the Black Hole Flare clan?
I think the listeners at home would appreciate the Uncore Gamers.
Well, so yeah, I dropped $100 on it. I get a digital copy. No, I get a physical copy.
You get a physical copy.
And a physical copy of...
The soundtrack.
The soundtrack and a physical copy of...
The Retro Strategy Booklet.
Will you let me talk?
I thought you were stumbling and waiting for help.
I kind of was.
Because you kept looking was, at me and like pointing
remember.
At me.
I couldn't remember exactly what I got. Well, I knew they were like physical copies. I get all the physical copies. Man, that's what I wanted. I just want physical copies.
Yeah, just $50 more, you get that physical art book too.
Yeah, well... I mean, that's pretty much my limit at this point. As a matter of fact, it's over my limit.
You get the physical copy of the soundtrack, and you also get a digital copy of it, too.
Why would I want both?
So you can put it on your phone, and then you can play it in your car.
Yeah, but I can put it on my phone regardless.
I know, but now they save you the hassle of having to put it in your computer. So now you never have to open up the CD. You can just have it there sealed, looking pretty on your wall.
This is true. Not opened. Never, or what do they call that?
Never played?
No, never out of the package.
Oh,
what is it? Never out of the box?
Yeah, never out of the box, something like that.
Yeah, whatever. It's going to be one of those. And then when I sell it, like 30 years later, it's going to be worth like $10, dude.
Yeah, it is. People going to be like, CD, man. CD plays the best audio. And be like, you ever heard of this thing called a record? No. Damn it.
Record is the best audio. Like, vinyl?
Yeah.
Best audio.
Dude. Especially on your surround sound system.
It's like, it's real audio. That's real audio, dude. You don't get much realer than that.
Except for being there?
Well, yeah. Recorded-wise, you don't get any better than that. That was true music, man.
I just want to say something real quick. You know how you're a big Binding of Isaac fan? And you love...
What? Me? Yeah.
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 And you love what he does?
Yeah.
Edmund McMillan?
Yeah.
Well, you'll be happy to know the Super Meat Boy
is
finally coming to PlayStation consoles. PS4 and the Vita.
Yeah.
And it'll be free
to
PS Plus subscribers.
Yeah.
That's right.
I actually did hear about that. Super Meat Boy's hard, though. Game's hard.
It is hard.
It's like I want to be the Boshi hard, dude. Well,
I want to be the Boshi. Yeah,
I want to be the guy.
Yeah, that's the one I know.
I want to be the. Yeah, I want to be serious.
I mean, Super Meat Boy pretty much made that popular. It might have been no, actually, technically.
I think the guy in the Boshi, they're harder games. I feel like than Meat Boy.
Well, yeah, because I mean, Meat Boy will actually show you the challenge, whereas I want to be the guy. And it's just like, oh, you're gonna jump over here, invisible spikes.
Yeah, but you learn it like right after.
Yeah, but it's
so you die and you restart, and they're like, okay, well, I know now.
It's that yeah,
there's a spike there,
but it's still artificial difficulty. Whereas Meat Boy is like, just no, this game's hard. Here's everything. Here's the entire level. This game's just ridiculous. Yeah. I almost did the first boss in Super Meat Boy on my first try.
Mm.
Yeah. My friend Charlie, you remember him?
I'm drinking soda.
The first podcast or two, he got the game. He was trying it. I was having a hard time. I was like, oh, can I try it out? That was the first boss. And I got so mad. Look,
He beat the first boss?
He eventually beat the first boss, but he was having a hard time with it. I wanted to try it out, and he's like, yeah, you go ahead and try it out. And I almost got the first boss done.
Was he mad?
He wasn't mad.
Was he angry?
I don't think he was angry.
Was he upset?
I think he was impressed. I was mad. I was mad that I didn't get it, because I was so close.
Yeah, well, you're not that great.
Speaking of which, you just played Bloodborne.
Bloodborne.
Finally got it. Popped it in. Streamed it on your Twitch channel, Black Hole Flare.
Bloodborne wiped its tushy with me.
Came and out of its butt?
And then set me on fire.
Yeah, it really literally set you on fire quite a few times.
Yeah, well, I think I ran into the fire a couple times.
You did one time for sure, near the end of it. Five hours. He never got to the first boss.
Shut up.
He did actually pass the first boss. Because the game doesn't actually force you to fight the first
boss. You need to stop telling me this, because I want to find out. Now I'm going to look for the first boss.
Great. That's entirely what Psycho was trying to make you do the entire time.
Okay. Wait, the first boss is optional?
I mean, technically, yeah. You can go through the game and not actually fight it.
Interesting. Whatever. Stop telling me, dude. I need to figure this out. I mean, eventually I'm going to go, like, every path. Like, it doesn't even matter.
If you can remember them all. There's a lot.
I know. I can remember them all. I mean, the first like, section right there that I'm at right now, I remember all of that. The map's in here.
Yeah.
It's in here, bro.
Oh, I know.
It seems complicated, but it really isn't that complicated.
No. I mean, especially since you go through and you die and you go through and you die. It's kind of rote memorization. Yeah,
and you have the landmarks and stuff that make you remember, so.
Exactly.
I mean, that's how memory really works, isn't it?
Yeah. What do you think of the game so far?
I like the game.
Yeah?
I like the game.
I mean, the atmosphere, the sound, it's all really good, isn't it?
Yeah. The little, the skinny wolves, though?
Mm-hmm.
I hate them.
The dogs?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, they're so... By the time you start to get, like, near the end game, you're like, oh, these guys, really? Oh, whatever.
And then the rats. I fell down from the rafters onto the ground. I cut the body that was hanging there with a little shiny thing.
Yeah.
And I cut it off, and I fell down with it. Like, my swing made me fall. Yeah, okay. And then the rat just jumped on me and killed me.
Well, you probably took some pretty crazy
fall damage. Yeah, from that. Yeah, it was pretty high up there. But that, yeah, the rat ended up killing me, and I was just, like, really mad because I really wanted that shiny thing. I don't know what it was. Don't judge me.
You'll find out. Yeah, I mean, it'll be there when you log back in. It'll still be on the ground. It won't reset itself back to the Raptors.
Yeah, well, I hope it's good because it made me die.
It did make you die. It's like the farthest you've ever been to.
It was. I told myself I was going to play one more death. I told myself one more death. So, one more death and I'm quitting this game. And that's when I got the furthest into the game. And yep. I ended up dying, and I actually did another one after I died that time, too. Because I got back into it. You know what I mean? I was just kind of tired of dying. But I think I got it down now.
Nice. I mean, yeah, you once you started getting the actual combat, flow combat, you started doing a lot better.
And one thing is that I really got to put it in my head that I don't have to kill everything in front of me. I've always done that with every game, dude. Like, I need, if it's an enemy, I need to kill it.
Right.
And I hate that, dude, but I always do it. Like, I mean, it's so hard for me to just run past them.
Once you get to the point where you can level up, I mean, it's really nice to kill everything. I think what you need to work on the most, and it has to go back to the flow of combat, is that you have to realize that stamina is a really precious resource in that game. You can't just
go... Yeah, I do go crazy a lot.
Yeah, you can't just go swinging left and right, because you got to have that dodge out stamina.
Yeah, there's a couple times where I couldn't dodge out because of it, and I was just going crazy. And then, like, five people started attacking me at the same time. I was just like, okay, dodge. No, you're not dodging. You're getting hit. And then I die. And then I'm like, okay, I'm not going to do that anymore, but I do that again.
Yeah.
But it's a fun game. I enjoy the game. I want to fight bosses now. And apparently, I'm going to look for the first boss because someone told me that I missed them already.
Yeah.
So now I know. I won't tell you where it is. Now I have to, because you told me. It's in here. It doesn't go away now.
The funny thing is a cycle told you exactly where to go.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
Not exactly.
Yes, no. Exactly where to go. He kept saying it over and over again, too. And you just weren't, reading chat.
Well, I'm glad I wasn't reading it then. No backseat gamers. But, I don't remember him saying it exactly.
Like, he didn't say, like, go here for the first boss. He was like, go here. What are you doing? Go over here. Like, go to this point.
I don't think he wants to progress in this game.
He did say that.
Yeah. But you said something about the game forcing me to do something?
There will be a point... Well, the second boss, you will have to fight the second boss. There's no way around that one.
Excuse me.
Really? Okay. We're going to have a guest speaker?
No guest speaker this time. But, it's not the right person for a guest speaker.
Okay.
So, yeah. Let me, I can't believe I forgot to turn down the...
So, while you take care of that, anybody that owns a copy of Don't Starve, specifically, I believe, on Steam, now has a free copy of Don't Starve Together, the multiplayer expansion. The multiplayer expansion is...
I saw that. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, originally it's going to be free for anybody that owned the copy anyway, but that you could buy in to have early access. But it's taking them so long to get all the kinks out and stuff like that. And, like, you know, people have been waiting patiently. We're just going to give it to you. Like, it's not done yet, but you can just get in now.
I like how they don't spawn in the same area.
I've never even played it.
Yeah, they're like, they spawn in different areas and you just kind of have to find each other.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I thought it was a cool feature.
So, I mean, there we go. Now I can play Don't Start with Jeff here.
Your name is Jeff?
Name is Jeff. That's his full name, not Jeff by itself. You have to say, my name is Jeff.
My name is Jeff.
Otherwise, he doesn't respond.
Kind of like a pimp named Slickback.
Yeah.
You say the whole thing.
Wait, did you mention... a certain game on your E3 list. I'm not sure if I remember you mentioned it. The Last Guardian?
I don't think I did. Did I?
I don't think you did.
No, I didn't. I did not.
But according to a report in The Guardians, Last Guardian is supposed to make an appearance at E3. Re-reveal. A lot of people are speculating that since the game's been so much development, it's kind of been like a... we're tired of hearing that.
This is a speculation.
A bit of speculation, yes. It's not a guarantee. Okay. It's not a confirmed game. Yours is guaranteed, right?
Yeah.
But a lot of people are suspecting that they'll announce the game, they'll show the new trailer for a PS4 edition of the game, and then it'll come out 2 or 3 months later. Like, it won't be very long before the game comes out. Because it's been developed for such a long time, and I think Sony's kind of sick and tired of hearing about it.
People are... what's the word I'm looking for? I don't remember Antsy? The word I'm looking for, huh?
Antsy?
Something along those lines, yeah. More of an annoying kind of way.
Okay, yeah. I see what you're saying.
But, yeah.
And my last bit of news. So you're liking Bloodborne, right?
Yeah, I like Bloodborne.
You're going to go back and play the Demon Souls that you have?
Yeah.
You're going to go
and get... Yeah, because it really made me want to play the whole...
You can get that.
Because I started the game and I stopped at a certain point. I just kind of stopped streaming altogether.
Yeah.
And that was
the game that... That was when you stopped streaming.
Yeah, and it was a game that I was doing only, like, on stream. So I stopped streaming, and so I stopped playing the game. And I want to go back to it now. Now that I've been playing, like, Bloodborne, I really do want to finish out the game.
Yeah. Do you think you'll get Dark Souls 1 and go through that?
Eventually.
You think you're going to get that PS4 Dark Souls
2? I mean, I wouldn't buy it until I beat Demon Souls.
Right.
There's no reason for me to buy it because I know I won't play it until I beat Demon Souls. And yeah. Then I go on to Dark Souls and then Dark Souls 2.
To prepare to die edition on the PS4. Well, I just want to make sure you know about it so you get the right one.
Okay. Instead of, like, well, prepare to die edition seems very difficult because of the name.
Also the best looking one. And,
no, instead of the PS4?
It's not.
It's an upgraded version?
It's an upgraded version. It's okay. Not Prepare to Die Edition. That was the Dark Souls one on PC that came out. That was the complete with everything.
On PC?
Yeah, they didn't do re-releases back then for the first one. Well, they did on the PC, and it had all the DLC and stuff like that, and all the updated graphics. And then the PS4 Dark Souls 2 version is called Scholar of the First Sin, and it has all the DLC and updated graphics and enemy placements and stuff like that.
Okay.
So, well, make sure you get that one. But, you know, it's just... in about a year or less, you'll also be able to pick up Dark Souls 3. Confirmed for early 2016.
Confirmed.
That's right. People that... a lot, I knew some people that were scared that Bloodborne was going to be, like, mean the end of Dark Souls. Because I guess the main guy who created, like, Dark Souls 1 and Demon Souls, the good ones, the ones people really like.
So people don't really like Bloodborne?
No, people really like Bloodborne.
So what do you mean by that?
Well, see, he after Dark Souls 1, he was like, oh, I'm kind of done. I'm kind of tired of this whole Dark Souls thing, like this whole, like, medieval fantasy setting.
Did he not participate in Dark Souls 2?
No, he did not.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay.
How did
Dark Souls 2 fare against Dark Souls 1?
I think it did better. I think the hype of Dark Souls 1 helped Dark Souls 2 a lot. But I knew there was complaints about it. Like, people liked the game, and the combat was tight and stuff like that.
Dark Souls 2 was the one where they had the super glitches, right?
They all had super glitches, but yeah, the one you saw.
Yeah. Dark Souls 2, yeah. Yeah, it was a really insane, like, map glitch.
Yeah.
Kind of like the whole underworld glitch for Zelda, if you guys know about that, Link to the Past. Right. Where you can go underneath the map and beat the game in, like, 3 minutes.
I gotta look that up, man.
Yeah.
That looks awesome. So yeah, they have a poster and stuff. It looks pretty cool. So yeah, totally be waiting for that.
Final Fantasy 15 did an update to the demo.
Right.
Duske. 2.0. It's out now. Some things that came along with it was a co-op attacks.
Right? Okay. So right.
Kind of like Emerging Magic, I'm assuming. I haven't actually seen it. There's going to be, I guess, tons of new warp areas. I'm assuming for the attacks, like the warp attacks, stuff like that. There's been some AI fixes for your characters. The lake monster. You remember the lake monster?
Yeah,
you can fight it now.
The Brontosaurus?
You can fight it now, yeah.
Okay.
It is now an enemy that you can fight, which probably won't go so well. But I'm assuming it's possible. Very hard, but possible.
Somebody will do it.
Yeah. And there's of course a new quest. There's a new quest that goes along with it. But they did some other fixes here and there, stuff like that. Did we talk about? No, we haven't talked about anything, right?
No, not really.
Okay, so Destiny.
Yeah.
That's Susuke too. I'm gonna download it tonight probably. Anyway, Destiny. It's still kind of rumored.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
There was a Red Bull advertisement.
Yeah, it's not official.
Until E3.
Because they're going to talk about it at E3. But apparently the Taken King, which is the new DLC that's going to come out for Destiny, it's going to be $40.
Ouch.
Right, so that better be like a huge expansion.
I mean, think about it.
It better be like a whole game's worth of expansion.
Batman Arkham Knights is doing a $40 DLC.
Yeah, they're doing a $40. Yeah, they're also.
And people are freaking out about it.
Yeah.
Now Destiny wants to do one. I mean, Activision, learn, the lessons other developers have to learn, for crying out loud.
$40 for a DLC is really expensive.
Yeah, I mean, people aren't even, are like, they enjoy the Destiny DLCs that we have now and stuff like that, but I don't think they enjoy them enough that you go, hey, there's going to be a $40 DLC. It'll be like, oh, yeah, let me do that. Because your DLCs have been, like, so rich and full of things that I'm not just done with it in a week. Yeah.
There definitely needs to be a lot of content in here, like a full game worth of content, dude, if they want to sell it for $40.
There needs to be, like, two raids.
It could be, like, a brand new game embedded in this game, dude.
Yeah. There needs to be a new planet. You know, send me the Mercury, send me the Jupiter.
Send me to the Vex home planet.
I thought that was Mars.
No, they can't. They didn't originate
Heart, Mars. What? The Black Heart on Mars. And
they I thought they got there. Like, they...
I don't remember.
I can't remember either now. Dang it, Dan. But anyway, there's going to be a new subclass. Like, the missing subclass apparently is going to be there now. Right. For every character.
What do you think it's going to be like? What do you think? Because the Titan, right, their Striker class, they already have the thing where they jump and they slam the ground.
Right. He's going to have some kind of fire hammer. From
what, so you think it's going to give him, like the Hunter has a sword, the little dagger thing where it runs in third person and starts slashing? It'll be something like that?
Seeing as how it said it was a hammer type, I feel it's going to be more of a smash.
Like a Sword of Crota type of thing?
Like a, if you like R, if you R2, the Sword of Crota.
That'd be interesting.
But, yeah, so, but everybody's getting a new subclass, apparently. Again, this is not confirmed. And they're talking about the new raid being, against Oryx, which is the father of Crota.
But, I'm happy with that.
Yeah, we were discussing earlier how we haven't done a Cabal raid.
Yeah, I mean,
or just a DLC, based on Cabal.
Because, I mean, the original game is based around the Vex. The first DLC is based around, Hive. The third DLC, is based around Fallen, basically.
Would you say that the Vex was not something that was added on later? Like, the raid wasn't there right away.
True, but you got that for free, though. I mean, you didn't pay for that. It wasn't there because, because they were working on it. Because it was an incomplete game? Yeah, maybe because it was an incomplete game. And also, they probably didn't want, like, intimidate people or want people trying to start it too early and getting mad at the game or something like that.
But that wouldn't have happened, dude. Somebody would have figured it out.
Yeah, I
mean, it would have, the same thing that happened would have happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If somebody would beat it with just two people.
Yeah. So they would have figured it out.
So, I mean, there hasn't been anything really focused on the Cabal. And granted, don't get me wrong, I would hate with the passion a Cabal raid. They're, like, one of my least favorite enemies with their stupid shields, and, like, everything has a stupid shield, and they're, like, they're meat shields themselves already. They take, like, their bullet sponges. They're the most annoying enemy in the game. But they're also the most interesting, because they're the only, like, real military force in the game, too.
Yeah. I mean, they actually wear armor.
Yeah, they have tactics and stuff like that.
They got people with fire or rocket launchers.
Yeah.
And that are, you know, that actually search you out.
Mm-hmm. So,
I mean, if it's missing. The Cabal is missing.
Like, why are they there? Like, why? I don't know why they're there. Nobody's ever mentioned it. They're just there. On Mars.
What about the Grimoire?
Maybe the Grimoire. That's another thing. Don't give me more Grimoire cards. Give me story in the game. All right.
The story in the Grimoire cards? Yeah, make it part of the game. Turn it into gameplay.
Like, I like some of them. Like, the last word, you know, you heard me on this podcast. I love that Grimoire card story. And that's like stuff that happened, like, you know, 200-300 years ago and stuff like that. So it's kind of cool, a little background information, you know? But, hey, let me access them in the game. Like, don't make me go to a stupid app or website. Just let me look at them in the game. And B,
like, yeah, that's something I don't like about those cards. Why wouldn't they be in the game? I don't know. It seems so dumb to not able to read them unless you online or download an app.
Because they need a reason for people to download the app and or go to the website so they can sell you merch. Whatever. Right? But, like, there's a bunch of Grimoire cards that talk about stuff that happens, like, during the game. I'm like, just tell me that in the game. Like all the stuff about the Vex raid, it's all stuff that they could have pretty much gone over in the game. Would have made that raid feel more interactive and more exciting.
Yeah. What happened to the ghost? Where is he?
Yeah.
Peter Dinklage. They can hire him back or what?
Take a break from Game of Thrones. We need more ghost love. Wait.
Yeah, we do.
We need more Patrick Swayze.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
You think you'll do it?
I don't know. $40 is a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, but
I probably wouldn't buy it until I saw a lot of gameplay of it.
So you saw what it had?
Yeah.
You want to pre-order it? What if you pre-ordered, they give you, what could they give us? Yeah, what could they give us to incentivize it? If they give you a galley, everybody who pre-orders gets a galley?
It wouldn't be enough. Not for $40.
What if a new ghost skin?
$40.
You paused.
$40. Yeah, I know. But $40 is just not. That's not worth $40. It's not worth.
So have they said that it's going to be like the at least the amount of content of the last two DLCs?
At least combined? Sounds good. Yeah.
Because I mean, that's what they're asking. They're saying like this DLC is worth two DLCs.
That's what they're. I mean, that's. I don't know, dude. I don't know. I'll definitely have to watch it. Watch gameplay of it before.
Yeah.
I mean, even though it'll probably spoil a little bit of the game, like, I still want to.
I mean, they'll talk about it at E3, and they'll probably go over, like, this is what you're getting. You're getting a whole new planet, 20 more missions, a new raid, two new raids?
Huh? New planet is awesome.
80 more things to do in PvP.
I need to get on the PvP, man.
Dude, that Trial of Cyrus, I want to be able to get to that. I want that 9 wins just so I can go to that special place.
We should get a group of 3 and just keep going at it until.
And just keep sucking?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we can do that. I mean, yeah, it'll only be like 15 minutes of gameplay for us because we'll never get past the first match. People are brutal in that PvP, dude.
Yeah. There's a lot of people spending a lot of time.
Yeah, they got all that nice, like, gear, too.
By a lot of time, I mean like all their time.
Like a Mad Zombie. Shout out.
Man, that guy is insane in that game.
Yeah, he is.
He can do anything. he can basically, like, solo Crota at this point.
He can do anything I can do better.
Yeah.
And he can do anything better than you.
I think he can get to the end part of Crota. By himself.
No, to kill the witches?
Yeah.
By himself.
I think he can do it by himself.
Like, I've seen somebody do it by themselves, so I know it can be done.
It's not that hard. I mean, you just kill one witch at a time.
I guess if you got the galley, yeah, it's not that hard.
You just do it, and you kill the one, you go to the other side, kill it, kill the other thing. No, because see, okay, once you kill the witch, and once you kill the little shrieker, you go to the other side, right? You kill the witch, you kill the shrieker, and they just run to the other side again.
Yeah.
Because the shrieker missiles are going to be gone by that time. You know, they wouldn't follow you all the way to the other end anyway. And then just destroy the witch. The Shrieker only take one galley.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That guy's insanely good. And he's a kid. I mean, he's a kid.
Spends
a lot of time on it.
He's a nice kid, though.
Yeah, he's a cool kid.
Yeah,
it's not he's young, though. Like, he's young and he just kicks butt.
Yeah, he's like, what, like in his 12s? 13?
I can't remember.
16? Like, he's in his teens. He's not, like,
super. He's, like, 12, dude. He's not, I don't feel like he's older than 12.
We'll have to find out.
Maybe 13. Maybe.
Yeah.
But definitely not older than 13. That's for sure. Okay, so that's it. That's Destiny. The wireless, there's a wireless Xbox One adapter for Windows 10 coming out.
Mm-hmm. Alright, there's gonna be a lot of,
You can play wirelessly with your Xbox One controllers, and it's not going to support Xbox 360 controllers, and that's going to be $25 only on Windows 10.
Oh, you have to buy that feature?
It's an adapter. It's a little like USB adapter, kind of like you get with the wireless mice and the
keyboard.
Keyboards, yeah, it's the same kind of deal. So, yeah, but yeah, only Windows 10 and only Xbox One controllers.
Yeah, there's been some rumors going around with Xbox One and Windows 10. Apparently, I remember the guy's name. Somebody was able to, like, use it, like, ahead of time. And he was saying that you'll be able to...
You mean he pirated it?
No, like, just like, you know, like a Twitch guy, you know, they get copies of things early.
Oh, like that. I hate those guys.
And apparently he was able to mess around with it, like a little preview thing or something like that. And supposedly you can stream your Xbox One games to your PC to play them on your PC. I don't know why you would want to.
What's the difference between that and just playing on a TV?
I don't know. Again, I don't know why you would want to do that. But supposedly that's something you'll be able to do. So I guess if for some reason your Xbox One's in... If your TV breaks, don't worry. Instead of having to plug in your Xbox One to your monitor, you can just leave it where it is and play it on your PC.
Guess.
I don't know why. But the more important thing is supposedly if a game comes out on both PC and Xbox One, through the power of Windows 10, you'll be able to just crossplay.
That's a cool feature. Yeah. I mean, I think crossplay is it's already here. It's already started.
Yeah, it's about time.
Yeah. It's going to be mostly PC though, right?
Yeah, everybody's going to talk to PC. PC is the bridge.
Because PC, everybody, when it comes to like major console games, I feel like PC kind of gets the least amount of love.
Right.
Like Street Fighter V, like Street Fighter IV, sorry, came out later than, you know, on the PC. A lot of games come out later on the PC.
But yeah, but they come out with like all the DLC, like super nice.
Yeah, but they have to wait such a long time, so they feel, I mean, I don't know.
Maybe I don't think PC players care.
Yeah.
They're like, oh yeah, oh, that game, yeah. I was busy playing these 1,500 games you guys don't get.
That's true, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. They also get the better graphics.
Yeah.
Depending on the computer, of course, but yeah.
The more adaptable graphics.
So yeah, their graphics are like insane sometimes. And they have a higher resolution than TVs nowadays, right?
No, TVs and PC monitors both get a 4K.
Yeah?
Yeah. You can get 4K of both.
But that's a new feature for TVs, isn't it?
Like, it was like maybe the first monitor you could buy was maybe like a couple months before the first TV you could buy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So kind of, yeah, neck and neck. Well, so speaking of TVs, the select Samsung TVs and select Sony TVs can play PlayStation games.
You're right. Right. They were saying that PS Now.
Through PS Now, and again, that's a month for 20 or 3 months for 45.
It's not too bad. It's like a GameFly subscription.
Yeah, basically, and there's tons of games that you can play.
Good games too, and if you haven't played them.
So yeah, you don't need any console. You don't need to download anything. You're basically like playing them, you know, like kind of as a stream. So there's that. If you buy, it didn't say what the
going back to
the what exact TVs they were, but it's select Samsung, select Sony TVs.
We'll probably know more about it Monday. Come Monday.
It supports. They are going to support trophies and online play, just like a console would. So that's happening.
That's pretty cool.
And I think the Sony TV was already part of it. Like, that already was a thing, and the Samsung just kind of got added on.
Well, they said when they mentioned the whole, like, being able to stream the, like, Sony TVs and stuff like that, that they were going to open it up to non-Sony products. So I think this is the first time they're actually...
Guys, this would be the first time. I have a Sony TV, but my Sony TV... It's a smart TV, but I think it's too old to support that. The internet, I mean, when you try to do things online on my TV, it's pretty slow. So I would assume I wouldn't be able to play a game online, a PlayStation game online, very well. What is this? Metroid.
Right.
Rumored Metroid announcement.
Oh, what?
Yeah. At E3.
Oh, who was saying something? Who had a prediction for E3? Involving
hope this is a thing.
A brand new Metroid game?
It's still rumored, though. It's not a confirmed, but...
Let's just refresh what my prediction was to the listeners at home, just in case it happens. My prediction was that we're going to talk about the new NX. They're gonna do a little bit of talking about it, not too much. And they're going to showcase that the first main big first-party game that's going to come out for the NX is going to be a new Metroid game.
Well, Seems like it's on its way.
They're not. They wouldn't do it for the Wii U at this point. It's too late in the Wii
U. No, Wii U. I mean, Wii U did not get one at all.
Did not get one at all. But at this point, they went
a whole generation without actually.
I mean, it might be like a Wii U and NX, but it's really pretty much going to be an NX title. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is the first time they've gone through a whole generation of console without putting out a.
Without putting a Metroid? No, GameCube. No, GameCube did have a Metroid. Nintendo 64 didn't have a Metroid.
Are you sure?
What was it? Right. Did not have a Metroid.
Yeah, I can't think of any Metroid.
Yeah, this is the thing. Nintendo has franchises that people really love, but it's like, oh, can we put Mario in there? No? No, I don't care. I don't care.
Metroid, the Prime series came out on the GameCube.
Yeah. And then they re-released them on the Wii, and then the Wii got other M.
I think that, no. The one of them was a Wii and a GameCube at the same time. I think it was the third one.
It would have to be the third one,
But,
And other M came out on the Wii.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about
that. Made by Team Ninja, I guess, Dead or Alive.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that one.
And they turned Samus into a sex object, basically.
She was never... No, she got... She started out not in her suit.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, she started out in her suit during, like, the opening scenes or whatever.
I've never actually even seen the game, but I'm sure people hated it. But she was like... It's like, oh, I'm not super independent, like, Space Marine anymore now. Oh, I have this cannon. Sir, please, sir, may I use it, sir?
It's basically that.
Yeah.
The... I don't know. The new one needs to be definitely a lot better than what cat with the primes. The primes are okay. I mean, the first prime was okay. The second prime, I don't really remember too much.
Really?
Yeah.
You're saying this. Okay.
I played through the second one. I don't really remember too much of it, and I like the third one.
Because, yeah, I was about to say, the Prime series is like people's like holy grail of the Metroids right now.
I enjoyed the first one a lot. Like, I love the new look of Metroid.
The first person.
Yeah, like, it was super awesome, dude. And then, like, when I got it for the Wii, and I loved, like, you know, just kind of controlling the...
With the gun?
Yeah, controlling the gun with my Wiimote. It was really cool. A little awkward at first, but, you learn. And then Metroid 2 I played, but I don't remember too much of Metroid 2. Like, I guess it didn't
too repetitive. Call out
to me. Yeah. And then Metroid 3
had like the evil Samus thing.
Yeah, going on. like Dark Shadow, evil Samus, whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know. But I enjoyed that one too. I'm surprised I don't remember the second one that much.
Maybe you got to go back and do it on your stream. What?
I don't know if I can do it. No, I mean like physically, I can't really do it. Like I can't.
Oh, stream. You mean like an adapter?
Yeah, because it doesn't have a high definition cable. The Wii.
That's right. It doesn't.
So I don't know. I would have to buy a new capture card for that.
Or they don't have an adapter, do you think? That would work.
I've heard of adapters not working with the capture cards. Like something with the signal. Even though it's putting out a signal through the HDMI, the capture card doesn't recognize it or something.
Because your capture card takes for the PS3, it takes
It's a mini USB.
Oh, is it? I thought it took not HDMI, it took the other connection. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Is it a mini USB?
No.
What is that? What is that cable called?
It's not the RGB cable, it's the one like above it.
Oh no, you're but I'm talking about the part that connects to the actual
Is it the actual PlayStation?
No. The PlayStation has the. Oh my goodness, dude!
Right? Yeah.
the three colored wires and the two volume ones, right? That one. Yeah. But the other end that connects to the capture card.
Oh, is that USB?
I think that's a mini. Is that a mini USB? Is that what that is?
I don't know. I don't remember.
It's really flat and small. It almost looks like the phone charger ones.
A micro USB?
Micro USB? Sure. I think so. I guess so.
Yeah, I get them kind of mixed up, which one's which.
But, if there's something that could be made to adapt to that.
For the Wii? For the Wii? The Wii U has a 3-color and 2-volume one, right?
The Wii has HDMI. The Wii U.
No, but the Wii. It's for your other... For your Metroid one.
I don't remember.
Oh, but what? Can't you get Metroid... The Metroid games on the Wii U now?
No. Because the Wii is 420.
No, but didn't they re-release the Metroid Prime, the first one at least, on the Wii U? As a digital download?
They all have... All the Metroids are on the Wii U.
Oh, then why can't you can't do it with the Wii U? Wii U has HDMI.
Yeah, but I'd have to buy the game again.
True.
And why would I do that?
Oh, I mean... Yeah,
just so I own the game. I'm not going to buy it again.
So you can stream it for your fans.
No!
Okay. Well, you heard it here first. Black Hole
Flare. I don't think the fans want to watch me play Metroid.
Why not?
I don't know.
Are you super slow, methodical?
And because I'm not going to buy anything to stream it. That's why. Okay, Dan?
Well, that's why you got to get that donate button on your stream. So people can be like, hey, I want you to play this. I'm going to help you out with it.
I hate doing that. I hate feeling needy.
But, I mean, we are needy.
We are, but I don't like feeling like I am. You know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
I don't want to be that bum, you know? But, anyway, donate button, maybe. Not right now.
I mean, it's just there. If people want to give
you money. I know, but I don't feel like putting the donate button. At least not now.
Alright, I mean, they could use it to either donate to your stream or to the podcast. If like, hey, you know, I listen to your podcast, I watch your stream, you know, I think you do some good work, help you guys out. I want you guys to talk about The Witcher. And I'm gonna put some money down so you can talk about The Witcher and play it and stuff like that. Because I think it's an awesome game. I want you guys to experience it. Yeah, it's just there for people to use.
Maybe as I get bigger.
Just do that.
I've been getting bigger.
Yeah, dude, you had like 10 people watching you tonight. You got like 30 followers now.
36.
Damn.
Yeah. I think even a month ago it was like at 23 or something like that.
I mean, you're not gonna leave. That's the podcast, cool. Are you, man?
No, podcast is this is my podcast. I'm talking about you. I own this now by default.
What?
Yeah. Don't worry about it. You'll sign a contract later. You don't. So, all right. Mega Man Legacy. Mega Man Legacy can come into the PS4 and Xbox One.
Okay. Why
is and it? PC, which is the first 6 Mega Man games. They're gonna basically be true to the originals, as far as I understand it. So it's not gonna be any kind of.
Why upgraded. Do I care about this?
Because. Can play it on the PlayStation.
Alright, it's the PS4.
Yeah, PS4.
Why didn't it just give me all the Mega Man games?
I don't know.
Why am I not getting the X series in this?
Why aren't you getting 7?
One Blu-ray disc.
Why aren't
disc?
You getting Mega Man 7?
Or 8.
8 and 9 were kind of special.
No, 9 and 10. 8 came out on Saturn.
Oh, that's right.
And the PlayStation 1. Actually, the very first Mega Man I played was 8.
It was 9 and 10.
Actually, no.
Why do I
X was the first one I played, technically. 8 was the first one I beat.
You played X? X as the first Mega Man game ever?
Yeah, I didn't grow up with Nintendo consoles.
No one had a Nintendo around you?
Not with Mega Man games. X was the first one that somebody had.
I'm surprised people around you had Nintendos but no Mega Man games.
Mega Man wasn't that big when I was
growing up. Yes, it was.
I mean, it was, but not with my group of friends.
You just said it wasn't.
With my friends, yeah.
They weren't real gamers.
What can I say?
They weren't real Nintendo
gamers. I actually had a pocket of Genesis players, too. So Nintendo wasn't even, like, coming up that often, either. Like, I had, like, a couple friends that had Nintendo consoles. Right? Like, yeah. I grew up in this weird bubble in the world.
Apparently, man. It is coming to Nintendo 3DS, though, later in the winter. And it's coming to the consoles, the major consoles,
this summer. The Vita?
This summer. No Vita.
What? That's the perfect place for it.
I didn't see anything about a Vita.
That is the perfect place for that. Capcom.
No, because they're doing 3DS instead of Vita.
No, but the 3DS screen is so tiny and
they're
small.
Doing 3DS instead of Vita. That's what they're doing.
It would look better on the Vita
screen. I don't
care
what you think. It's not happening.
Bigger? It's bigger screen? So you can see. It's going to be so pixelated and small and tiny.
It's not.
It's going to feel dirty.
They had Mega Man.
Eh, it feels dirty not, already.
You get It's an XL. It's an XL.
It's still a smaller screen than the Vita.
God, you always complain. You always complain, Dan.
I'm just saying.
You're getting 1 through 6. on the PlayStation 4.
They should have given me 1 through 10 and X1 through X7.
You got 9 and 10 already.
They still...
They were free.
Exactly. They should have just thrown it into the bundle. I don't know why they're being all tightwads about this.
It is a strange...
I mean, this is a Blu-ray disc. These games, as ROMs, take up like maybe like...
Not even a percent.
30 megabytes?
Not even a percent.
30 megabytes or something like that? Dude. For these Surface games, and they're going to shove it on a Blu-ray and make me pay $40, $50 for this
No,
thing?
Digital only.
Digital, okay. $20 for this thing? $20, dude. For games that are like 40 years old now.
Who said it was $20?
Capcom. I'm just saying, like, this is getting a little ridiculous.
Now is the time of remakes.
It's not a remake.
It's a... what would you call that? A re...
Re-release.
Oh, yeah, re-release. Sorry, yeah.
I mean, it's just a
re-release. I mean, it's a time of remakes and re-releases. How about
even,
that?
They're not making the... They're not
people,
adding anything.
People want this, though. People want everything to be re-released on the new consoles because they want to play it on the new consoles.
Does it come like art galleries or something, like, at least? Does it come like...
Yes, there's new stuff in it.
A spectator mode?
There's, like, trophy stuff and, like...
Is there a spectator mode? Can I just, like, log into my copy and, like, watch you play the game?
Yeah, it's called PlayStation... What is it called? I forgot what it's called.
PlayStation Plus?
No, whatever the thing where you can play my game.
SharePlay.
SharePlay is. Thank you, yeah. That's what it's called.
I don't know. I mean, if this thing's $20, it's not worth it.
Who said it was $20? It's not $20.
I'm saying if it's going to be $20...
It's not $20.
What, 15?
It's like 10? $19.99, bro. There's no price. There wasn't any price announcements. It's right. Going to be more of that at E3.
What do you think?
15? E3 is going to be the price announcement.
$9.99?
$10 seems okay.
Right. Here's the kicker, though. You want to know how much it costs to get Mega Man 1 through 6 on the 3DS?
On the 3DS?
Yeah.
How much does it cost?
You'll spend about $30 getting them all. Because they're each $5.
Well, apparently not anymore.
We'll find out.
No, they can't. I mean, if they're going to charge us...
I mean, they already are.
But that's individual games, though. This is a bundle. Bundles are cheaper by default. Cheaper.
Yeah, you're right. $20.
They're good games. I would pay it. For the first 3-6 Mega Mans, I would pay $20.
All right, I'll hold you to that.
Yeah, it's only $3 a game. I mean, if you break it down, it's $3 a game.
I just want a little bit. I just want.
But I have the cartridges though, so it doesn't matter.
No, so you can stream it for your fans.
Yeah, but I just have. Why not just buy a new cap card that can stream the old consoles?
You should actually. That'd be pretty awesome.
Yeah, Elgato.
Yeah. Not the new one.
Why not the new one?
Because the new one doesn't do it. Remember, we looked it up.
No, it's the two different versions.
Oh, yeah. But, like, no, because one wouldn't do PlayStation 4, but would do everything else, and one would do PlayStation 4, but not everything else.
Yeah, and one would run at a certain
1080p,
and the 60 other one frames, didn't. Yeah. That's so stupid.
It is really stupid. Price gouging, for sure.
God damn it. I hate that. But, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I have.
That's all I have. Real quick. Two games that everybody should have in their game library. Like, these are must-have games.
Are we doing...
Yeah.
We're just thinking of games that we must have?
At least two.
From all time?
From all time.
Oh, jeez. Dude, you're putting me on the spot.
Yeah, yeah. I gotta come up with time to think of something.
Dang. Well, I can't just...
Alright, I'll go first. Specifically, the Sega CD version... Oh, shit. No, I can't go first now.
What do you mean you can't go first now? What does that even mean?
I just remember other games that were on Sega CD that were amazing games.
Specifically, for the PlayStation version, Final Fantasy VII.
Final Fantasy VII is a must-have. Out of all the
video
RPGs
games, out of every world. Game in the world, Final Fantasy VII is a must-have game. The story was amazing. The graphics, for its time, were amazing. Okay. Right? The options in that game were insane. There was tons of options. Like, there was, you
Real know... Real quick. Did you play through Final Fantasy VI?
Yes. Okay. I've played, like, pretty much every Final Fantasy
game. A lot of stuff they do in Final Fantasy VII, they do in Final Fantasy
VI. I'm just saying, 6 and 7 were right next to each other, but I think 7 is the one that's a must-have.
Okay.
I mean, I would go with both 6, but I don't want to waste the other one on 6.
Right.
I don't want to say Final Fantasy VI, Final Fantasy VII.
Okay.
I want to choose one, and I choose 7.
Okay.
Okay? Now, you got a... You got things that affect your, the story.
Right.
Like, when you get a date in the saucer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, everything you do before that will determine who goes on a date with you.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And,
there's three options for that date.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. You're
tripping.
So let me tell you those three options real quick.
Let me tell you the extra option that you don't know about.
All right.
What are you talking about, dude?
There's four?
Yeah, there's Aeris. There's Yuffie.
You can go
with
Yuffie?
Yeah, you can go with Yuffie.
Okay, I didn't know about the Yuffie
one. Oh, well, there it is then.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can go with Yuffie.
Do you have Yuffie at that point?
You can get her before that. Way before that. You can get her as soon as you leave Midgar and you go through the caves.
Yeah, it's been a really long time since I played that game.
So once you leave Midgar, you know, you go down and you have to go past the Sea Serpent so you get the Chocobo.
Yeah.
And you go through the caves. And once you reach the caves, you can go into that first forest and grab Yuffie.
Yeah, if you know how to do it, yeah. Yuffie's
a No, you don't have to know how to do it. You just go in there, and she's random. You get in there, and she's going to ask you some stuff, and then she's going to steal your material if you don't answer right. But then you go back in there, and you do it all over again. And you're like, okay, well, the first time I didn't answer right, so now I'm going to choose
the other. Yeah, pretty much, if you ever play this game...
Trial and error.
You want to do trial and error? You want to leave the trial and error?
It's going to be trial and error for Yuffie, I'm just saying.
No, it's not trial and error. Because the trick to Yuffie... Is that she'll ask you to go into your menu, she'll make you go into menus or do something like
There's
that?
There's different things, though. She'll do different things to get your stuff.
The thing is, you never go into the menus when you come into Yuffie. Because if you go to the menu, she takes your stuff.
Yeah, well, she has different questions. It doesn't matter. Anyway, that's a must-have. That's number one must-have.
Number one must-have. All right, my number one must-have, specifically the Sega CD version... Lunar, the Silver Star Story.
That's another RPG.
Yeah. And then, I would say I love that RPG more than Final Fantasy VII. More than Grandia. And specifically the Sega CD version. You give me
you like any, it more than Final Fantasy VII.
You give me any other version of that game, I will slap you in the face.
With that game.
With that game. Because the Sega CD version, the storytelling was so much better. Like, they changed the story in the remakes. And like this
I don't understand why they would do that. Why would they change the story of the game?
Like, in really big ways. And some of it was kind of cool, like, interesting. Like, some of the background they gave you was really cool.
Did they take away from the story?
But in the end, ultimately, they took away from the story with some of the choices they made.
I don't understand it. I don't get it. I just don't understand why change the story of a game that's already, like, a popular and great game, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, it starts out like, oh, alright, these are cool choices. Like, I can dig this. But at the end of the game, by the end of the game, I was like, there's like one or two big things that they did. That by the end of the game, I was like, really? Really? Sega CD version is better than this one. I said it here. PlayStation fanboys, Sega Saturn fanboys, I don't care. The Sega CD version has a better story. Go play it if you haven't.
It's hard to get a Sega CD nowadays.
It is. But guess what? If you can find a copy of the game, they didn't have any type of protection. So if you can find a copy of the game, you can plug it into your computer and load up a Sega CD emulator and just play it off the disc.
That's so cool. You can do that with PlayStation 1 games.
It's really cool. Because, I mean, you still have to find the game and buy the game. So it's a cool way of doing it. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to, but it's better if you do.
Those emulators are kind of funky because you have to...
You have to have the BIOS of the console and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, and then you still have to download like the sound
like, files
and stuff like that. It's a lot of messing around with those things.
Dude, I have a friend.
A lot of messing around.
I have a friend that like will emulate anything on everything.
Yeah, well,
like, he has a smartwatch now, and I'm pretty sure he's probably found a way to put Mega Man on the smartwatch.
Well, I don't have that type of computer knowledge. To be able to do that.
Oh, he can do it for you, man. Oh, God.
Stop tempting me.
But yeah, that's my number one. Sega CD version of Lunar Surface Sorcerer. I'd say it's better than my favorite RPG of all time. Got me into RPGs.
That's the one that got you into RPGs,
That's
huh?
the one that got me into RPGs. I didn't have a memory card, because back then, memory cards were still a new thing. Right? Everything just saved to, like, a cartridge. And so I played through that game. It's actually the very first game I beat before my brothers.
Huh.
So, like, it even had an extra little specialness to it. But I played through the first portion of that game. Like, I'm talking, like, I would leave the system on for, like, weeks playing this game. Because every time I turned it off, I'd start over again. I was like, okay, well, I guess you just leave it on. Like, whatever. You know, it wasn't uncommon to have to play a game from beginning to end to actually beat the game in one sitting, you know? That wasn't, like, a brand new thing. I've done, like, the first 20, 30 hours of that game, like 30 times at least, before I finally beat it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went in a week in Mexico, Rosarito in Mexico, with my Sega CD, because I knew my dad was taking me, he was going to a bunch of, like, conferences and meetings I was going to go to, and I was going to be in that hotel room.
Yeah.
That's all I did. I got the farthest I ever got before we got the memory card. I was on that trip. I was so sad when the trip was over because I didn't beat the game. But then we finally got a memory card. I was able to finally beat the game. And I have beaten that game, gone back, and played through it more than any other game I've ever owned in my life. And I am notorious that I will play a game once, go through the story, all right, I'm done with it. People be like, oh, you're not going to play it again? Like, there's New Game Plus mode and there's all these extra stuff. I'm like, no, I don't care. I went through the story, beat the game, I'm good. But that game... I kind of want to just pull out my Sega CD and start playing it right now. Like, I will go through that game again right now.
I know I've gone through the end of Final Fantasy VII at least, like, 5 times. So.
Yeah, I mean, you've gone through Zelda 2, like 8 times now in the past, like, month.
That's a must-have game for me, but I know not everybody likes that game.
Yeah.
So, I'm not going to say that that's the number 2 game, the must-have.
Do you have a number 2 yet?
Man, do you have a number 2?
I got my number 2. Hey,
pick your number 2. Like, give me a little more time here.
Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
Oh.
Now, I took this trip in Mexico once, and I took my PlayStation with me.
So, you choose the games that you take internationally with you.
They're so good that I want to take them. Yeah. That's actually when I beat Castlevania Symphony of the Night. It was in a little motel room in Ignacio in Baja California, San Ignacio. It's a little town. Like, you drive through a forest and you see no civilization, and bam, there's this little town. Like, that's how out of the way it is. There's cockroaches all over the motel room.
They're big, huh?
Yeah, they're big, yeah. There's one burger joint, and, like, that's the most advanced civilization they have in there. There's, like, this one burger joint, and it's not even, like, a brand name. It's, like, their own brand name. And, like, there's so many cockroaches all over the place, you, like, stop and you think to yourself, like, don't want to eat a burger from this place?
But you do anyway, don't you?
But you do anyway, and it's delicious. Yeah. And it is a delicious burger.
That's cockroach meat.
And the best beans I've ever had. I kid you not. I was like, hey, Dad, these beans are amazing. Ask them how they made these beans, because these beans are delicious. They cooked them over mesquite wood.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there was, it's
just... That's a big thing in Mexico.
Completely changes the flavor of the beans. Absolutely amazing. Not the whole beans either, the little, like, almost soup. Where it's just barely not soup, that consistency, you know what I'm talking about?
Or fry them in bacon grease.
Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. And I beat Castlevania Symphony of the Night. I mean, the gameplay is just exquisite. It's so tight. The controls are so tight. There's so much to do in that game. It's just like, you know, the castle and, like, the mapping and, like, the backtracking and stuff like that. Like, and it does it fun. You enjoy doing it. So, and they make the backtracking less of a chore because you get abilities that let you run faster and stuff like that. So it's like, it's just good. It's good. And that's why when I heard that Bloodstained was coming out, I was just like, nope, dropping money on it because this guy did Symphony of the Night. That's how good that game was.
Okay. I might change it at some point, but maybe not. I don't know. The other game that I would say everybody must play is...
Monster World.
What the crap is Monster World?
Isn't that, like, your old Nintendo game that you, like, childhood memory, like Boyland and Monster World or something like that?
No, like it's called Monster Party.
Monster Party.
Yeah. Man. I don't know why it was called Monster Party. I don't know.
It was no party.
I guess the monsters were having a party. There was a couple of zombies that danced, so.
Yeah, there was the party there.
I'm going to have to go with Super Mario Brothers 3 as a must have. Super Mario Brothers 3. Super Mario Brothers 2 wasn't a real Super Mario Brothers game.
Yeah, that was a Chupo Shinken.
Yeah, some stupid masked other
some wannabe
characters. I don't know. I don't even know what the hell it's supposed to be. But Super Mario Brothers 3, like, just added so much content to the Mario Brothers. And I think everything else is kind of based on Super Mario Brothers 3.
Yeah, I mean, the whole layout of
Like,
levels and stuff like that.
And they had all these
power-ups?
Power-ups, dude. The Hammer Brothers suit, right?
Oh, yeah.
There was only, like 5 Hammer Brothers suits in the whole game, right? And some of them you get from treasure chests, so you'll have to, you grab them right away.
Yeah.
Like, you can't have them in your inventory. Certain chests in the games, the Pick Your Chest game, some of them will have them, and I think it is predetermined, but there's also the Tanuki suit,
yeah,
which turns you into a statue of invisibility, you know, for, you know, so you, I think
that's
you hold
down
an A,
it, is think, it yeah.
down an A or something like that?
Probably.
I can't remember. But it just added all these power-ups, right?
I mean, the most famous one, the Raccoon Town.
Yeah, Raccoon Mario, but that's everywhere.
But that was the first. That's
yeah.
First
I mean, you were able to fly.
That was the very first time. That was like kind of. I don't think there's been a Mario game that doesn't let you fly at this point since that happened. In some respect.
Yeah, I mean, there never been the P-Wing though. You can get the P-Wing and fly forever. And when you got a P-Wing, you're like, what, dude? Yeah, this is so awesome, dude. It had secret levels in it. When you grab there's certain levels in the game where if you grab enough coins in that level, you'll produce a white mushroom house. That one mushroom house will either have an anchor on the odd worlds or a P-Wing on the even worlds, I believe. Or it might be the other way around. I'm not sure. I can't really remember at this point. But, and there was one level in every world that did that, when you have to grab a certain amount of coins in that level. They also had a card game, right? They had a card game. I don't remember exactly how that works. But,
it was like a match, right? Like it was the relay
you
one?
Match. I think that was based on points.
Oh, okay. Oh.
I think that was as soon as you hit a certain amount of points, you get this. You get this little card that goes around, and it's basically a card matching game.
Right.
And I had like every single one of them memorized. If I flipped over a few cards, and I knew which one it was, and I would grab all of them, dude. And I knew them, dude. I memorized every single one of them. I can't do that now. I've forgotten. But there's also a coin ship that you could get, right? If you ended like a level with like 666 coins or something like that. I don't remember exactly what it was. It probably wasn't 666, but
it might have been Japan, you know, different than the West.
Yeah. But you can that would create a turn into it would turn a Hammer Brother that's walking on the map into a coin ship. And that's basically what it was. It's like tons of coins on the ship. And you would just grab as many coins as you want. Nice. They introduced the Koopa Kids in that one. It was Super Mario Bros. 3.
Oh, but they weren't like the Koopa Kids, all right?
They're little Koopa Kids.
But they all look the same.
No, they don't. How do they look the same?
I can only remember like one.
Ludwig von Koopa had the pointy green hair. Right?
Is he in?
Roy Koopa had the sunglasses.
This is a bald one.
He was a cool guy, Roy Koopa.
The only one I can remember is the bald one.
Iggy, there was a couple bald ones.
Maybe that's why I think it was the same, because I probably only saw the bald
ones. Wendy O'Koopa. She had the rings. Yeah, she was the only girl. She had big, full lips. All lipsticked.
Okay, yeah.
There was Iggy Koopa had that funky hair.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then there was Lemmy. And then there was... who am I missing here? I can't remember who I'm missing. But anyway, I introduced the Koopa Kids. And the Koopa Kids were cool, dude. They were so awesome. The big guys, like Ludwig and I think it was Roy, the other one, when they bounced, when you stepped on them and they bounced on the ground, they would shake the whole ship and you would get stuck in the tremor if you were on the ground. And then, Iggy had the balls, so he just landed on the balls.
Okay.
Or is it Iggy or Lemmy?
Right. Okay. Yeah. The little circus. They,
I confuse those two. Yeah. They also had optional levels. There's levels that you could go through. I mean, they had like power ups, I guess. You know, yeah, for the map as well. Like you know, where you could put the whistle. Like, oh, the whistle was so cool when you finally found out about the whistles. You can warp. You know, it just introduced so much.
Yeah.
So much content. It was such a meaty game. Yeah.
Like that game had.
It was long, dude. Yeah. I mean, people can speedrun it now. Like
with the warp whistle.
100%. 100%. No. They can do 100% in under like 2 hours.
Wow.
But, I mean, if you're just a casual player, then you have hours of content in that game.
Did you ever manage to actually beat it? Because those last couple levels were crazy.
I beat it at least, like, 50 times, dude. I played through that game a lot when I was a kid, dude.
I saw some of those, like, last, like, levels where it's, like, you're on the ship, and there's, like, if you hesitate for, like, a second, you're dead.
No, I'm good. I'm good at Mario 3. But, The one I really hated the most was the airships. The airships that move really fast on Bowser's World.
Yeah.
The ones that move that really fast, dude. Oh, my God. I hated those. I died bullets, so many times.
Bullets everywhere.
And if you didn't have... No. That one didn't shoot bullets.
Oh, okay.
That one just went, like, super fast. It was a side scroll. It was auto-scrolling.
Okay.
And it was, like, you have to, like, you know, just kind of jump really quickly. And if you didn't have a P-Wing, dude, it was so hard, dude, when you were a kid. And then, the Bowser's Castle, they had, like, different ways to get to Bowser.
Yeah.
You know, that was really cool. I like that. And, yeah, but that game was just an insane amount of content into a Mario game.
That's cool, man. Yeah, that's a good choice. I just want to go back to Lunar, the Super Star Story.
Shut up! We already talked about it!
I'm sorry I just spent 20 minutes talking about Super Mario Bros. 3. That's just one thing that was just really cool that I've never seen any other RPG do. At the end of the game, you know, before the last dungeon and stuff, like, you see the last boss, last dungeon, you know where you have to go to beat the game. There's a shop in one of the towns that you can go to that has all the best items, like, all the best, like, healing potions and, like, mana potions and stuff like that. And the shopkeeper's like, oh, you're gonna go save the world. Take whatever you want for free. Like, the game has a character, like, recognizes, oh, you're going to go save the world? Just take whatever you want from my shop. Like, just do it. And you can buy, you can stock up all you want in that shop. And, you know, at the same time, he's like, oh, like, and like, you know this character that runs the shop. Like, he's actually a character you get to know through the game. He's like, and besides, like, when you save the world, like, people are going to know, like, I'm the one that supplied the person who saved the world. Like, that's going to be awesome for my business anyway. Just take whatever you want. And that's just so cool. Like, you know, how many RPGs? Like, oh, you're gonna go save the world? Yeah, $250 for that potion. Right? So I'm like, oh, the world's gonna end? Like, no, just take it. If you can stop it from ending, just take my stuff.
That's a cool shopkeeper.
I just thought it was really cool that they had it, and I've never seen it in any other RPG.
No, I can't say that I've seen anything like that in an RPG. That's really awesome.
And it also shows how hard that last dungeon was. That they could just give you the best healing items in the game. You still, like, every time, I've never beaten that game comfortably.
Really?
Yeah. I've always been down to, like, 1 to 2 people by the time I beat that game. And the funny thing is, if you don't do something the right way, you can actually die after you beat the last boss.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, the game ends for you?
No. You beat the last boss, but there's an order of events that you have to do.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, you will get yourself killed after you beat the last boss.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So it also kind of makes you think a little bit outside the box. Like, they hint towards what you're supposed to do. And I think at one point they eventually, like, flat out say it if you can make it that far. Like, if you can force your way through it that far. But, yeah. You can, you can get yourself killed after you beat the last boss in that game. And, like, there's no more fight in the game. You just did something the wrong way. You're just being thick-headed. you got yourself killed. But, I mean, it's just so good. I gotta let you borrow. You gotta come over and just go through that game.
Okay. Well, sounds like a plan.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. As always, hit us up.
Twitch.tv/blackholeflare. Twitch.tv/blackholeflare.
Twitch.tv/blackholeflare. Send us your questions. Send us your comments. UncourtGamers@gmail.com. Follow us at Uncork Gamers on Twitter to know when the new episodes come out. And every once in a while, I try to send out a question. I take your answers when we get them, put them on the show. We did get one for our two games, People Top Games. We got one from a username Riddlemaster, RYDLMSTER, something like that. Two top games missed, which is, you know, Myst is just a hallmark in the gaming world. A lot of people hate it, the whole point-and-click adventure type of thing. It has no direction or whatever, but that, like, that made games popular for a lot of people, you know? A lot of people, especially if, you know, playing games in that era, that's their the Kennedy assassination. Like, I knew what I was doing when I first played Myst. Like, I knew where I was for a lot of people. Like, Myst is a big game.
Right? It's a PC game.
And it still looks really good.
It's a PC game.
Yeah, it's a PC game. So it's been ported to almost everything at this point. But the thing is, like,
at this point, though.
Yeah, but when it came out, everything was a PC game, really. Like, there was, I guess the first consoles were out, but PC was still, like...
No, PC was there before, though.
Yeah, it was there before.
And games were there before console games as well.
Yeah, I think Myst was probably somewhere between the Nintendo, Super Nintendo era when it actually came out, like, 93 or something like that.
Okay.
But, like, it still looks pretty good if you go back and play it. Like, you can't deny, like, that's actually not bad, the way it looks.
Okay. I'll trust you.
You come over, we go through it. and
the other?
SimCity 3000.
SimCity 3000? Really?
Think about it. This is in the era before simulation games was really big. This is a game that pretty much lets you do whatever you wanted within the confines of what the game is about, right? It's about building a city, but you can build a city however you wanted. You can destroy the city.
Was this the first SimCity?
No.
It was not, right? No. Yeah.
This is the third one. But this is the one...
So what makes the third one better than the first two?
The same thing that makes
Super Mario Bros. 3 better than the first two.
Yeah. It's just the dearth of options. I mean, the micromanaging you can do. The, you know, cause you can, like, build a city in the other one, stuff like that. Now, like, you can lay out the, like, the waterworks.
It's really attention heavy.
Really attention heavy. So if you're really into, like, getting those finicky little details and stuff like that, this game was, like, amazing for you. So, thanks for sending us in. Riddlemaster, as always, more games, more news, Uncorked.
Bye.